Channel 2 over. Continuation of the visit with Cookie this Sunday after supper, during supper, the 16th of December, 73. Channel 2 over. Continuation of the visit with Cookie this Sunday night at supper, the 16th of December, 73. Channel 2 over. Continuation of the visit with Cookie this Sunday at supper, the 16th of December, 73.
This is quiet, and
yeah, the poor old thing's in bad shape now.
Oh, she really is.
You see Helen every morning after every meal. Helen seen that she had a cookie if she wanted, or a piece of cake, or a piece of pie, or something.
Yeah.
Well, he wouldn't eat that soon, and he'd tell Helen not to buy it. And I'll guarantee you they don't get it now. He got some money, yeah. But he ain't gonna put none of it out.
Is that right?
You know what he'd give us a week up there? Hmm. Around $12, $14 a week.
A week.
To buy groceries, buy the necessary items, and their medicine, and everything. You know, it cost us some money.
Well, I'm sure it did.
There, it cost us some money. Then he couldn't see why that I had to be gone all the time. I think the month of October I stayed home two nights. I can get square.
Well, it'd be a good feeling, wouldn't it?
I'd just give anything if I could. I could go home, I could go to bed, go to sleep, maybe.
Yeah. And not wake up thinking you ought to be doing something.
Not wake up at 4 o'clock and say, well, I've got to go. Jump out of there and get in my old truck and load my horses and go and just, you know, that's awful.
I guess it gets old pretty soon. Cookie, I never did like to load in the dark. I don't like to get up and cook breakfast in the dark.
Oh. Well, I loaded last night at 11:30. Tell you what. I've been a lot of it after dark. A lot of it. But you know, if I could just get straight. Get me this next summer, this next spring, early. Real early. Get me a good garden put out. Then about the 1st of June, put me out some sweet potatoes. That land up at my place is so sandy, it just, you just got to, to put the fertilizer. Oh my goodness.
Well?
It's got no base there to hold it either. Just white sand.
We talked about that little irrigation pump that Marvin bought.
Yeah.
All you need for that is a little water hole. And if you got a water hole with not much water in it, you can dig a well, put a well there, and just fill up your water.
Well, that's what I say. Now, over there, I've got a well.
Yes.
You can turn that pump on and let it run for a day, day and a night, and it, you ain't going to pump it down.
Yeah.
I know. I done it.
Well?
I had water running from my place all the way down to that there pond down there. And they was a puddle down there in the pond where it pumped out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
Cookie, will you have a cookie? These are real fresh made.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Just he can take some of them with him.
And I've been giving it a lot of serious thought. It says 50 miles from here from my house to Jack's, and 16 from here to Jack's, from here to my house.
Is that much difference?
I didn't realize that much.
You blame right, you drive it once or twice. See, Jack
you
lives,
can't even afford to go over there.
Jack lives all the way the other side of Williston, out on 121.
You can't afford to be working over there and go home and back and forth all
No, that's why I've got my trailer over there.
Even if you had gas, you still couldn't
No. See, I've got my other little trailer over there. The one that I've got about the size of this now here. See, I've got one over Jack's.
Yeah.
Sitting right there by his barn.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well.
But now, I can't.
Do you know what you're
doing, man? I don't eat too many sweet potatoes, no. Not too many. But I tell you what, them sweet potatoes makes the best cake you ever stuck your tooth in.
Mm-hmm.
Cake?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, my better. That here thing can make the best sweet potato cake you ever eat.
Is that right?
Mm. You know those sweet potatoes you brought up home?
Yeah.
She's made two or three cakes out of them.
Is that right?
And I mean to tell you, just a little slice is all you can eat. But now it's fit to eat.
You mean really rich?
It's rich.
Hmm. I've never had a sweet potato cake.
No, I don't know that.
It's supposed to use pumpkin.
Uh-huh.
Well, she's with sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure does.
You see, pumpkin hadn't gotten a taste to it.
No, it's flat.
Pumpkin is whatever is the taste of whatever you eat with it. Like, we used to eat pumpkin pie, or pumpkin, just, not pumpkin pie, but just plain pumpkin. We'd cook pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
And get that old gourd smell to it. And eat it with a possum or something like that. And see, that possum meat is so rich, you didn't need anything else.
We used to eat pumpkin with molasses and pork, fresh pork, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anything good with fresh pork.
Oh. Oh, me. Oh, your trucking wouldn't come under. You'd be trucking for personal reasons. It wouldn't come under the, like these transport trucks.
The ICC, no, huh?
ICC.
No, it's my own personal rig.
Mm-hmm. So.
But on the interstate, for plain gas, they don't hike the price like they do diesel. They do.
Bell Doss of Georgia, I paid 54.9 for gasoline.
Okay.
I sure did.
Just because you had a truck.
Yeah, I had to pay it. See, I can't get into just any little old station. I can't get my truck into the one lane.
Oh, that's right.
I gotta have room to turn around. Like that little station I had up there in Gainesville, I couldn't get my truck in there a bit more than I could take wings and fly.
I hadn't thought of that, Cookie.
I've got to have these big stations where they got plenty of room where I can get in.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm as long as a semi, practically.
Mm-hmm.
They won't let me go through Tennessee.
They won't.
Without paying more.
I got to pay, get a fuel permit when I go through Tennessee.
Is that right?
That's right. Sure do. It's a certificate to show that I have paid a road tax across the state of Tennessee for every time I go across it. That's to keep from paying, having to fill out a separate income tax form and pay this federal 16% fuel tax. I just give them $10 and get me a permit and go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And that they would go across the state?
That let me go across the state.
And come back?
No. That let me go across. When I come back, I've got to get another one.
Is that the only state around here?
That's the only state that bothers me. Well now, I have to pay a road tax in Texas, but it's not, if I go in Texas 100 miles, it costs me a dollar. I pay a penny a mile for every mile that I go in Texas.
I sure didn't know the different states did that.
But I guess that's just one of the things.
It's hard to believe how much he's traveled since we've seen him there. Not just little trips.
Oh, I've been out in Texas, Oklahoma, up in Indiana, Missouri, Arkansas.
Hard to believe, eh?
I know it.
And furthermore, one of those big rigs.
Now, I tell you, they'd loosen up and until a man could go and come with confidence, you know, I could really do good.
Yeah.
You could keep some of this money then, couldn't you?
Yeah. But you see, the thing of it is, right now, the way things are, if I get up the road with a load and can't get no gas, I have to hang over. I've got to find a place to unload. I can't leave them on that trailer.
Oh, that's right, Cookie.
See, I've got to find a place to unload.
Gosh, that could really cost you, Cookie.
That's right. It can cost you some money.
And you don't have that much money in it.
No, there's not that much money in it for me. If I could go and come with confidence, I could make some money.
Well, now you haven't been hung up so far.
Yes, I have.
Or just recently?
I was held up about 5 weeks ago in Jackson, Mississippi. Overnight. They wouldn't let me out. That's right.
Well,
couldn't get enough gas?
That's right. I was at a truck stop and I couldn't go no place. They had no gas. I was out. And it was on a weekend. Just recently, in the past about 3 weeks, we've got that in Florida here, but it's been out west for a long time, closing up on weekends.
Oh, it has?
Yes, my feller.
Oh, we're just sort of getting it now.
Yeah. It's a lot, it's like the weather. It's just getting down here.
Oh.
Yeah. I was held up there from Saturday night until Monday morning. I couldn't get out.
And that takes your profit.
Yeah, because it cost me $3 a head to feed them cows.
As well as feed yourself.
That's right. And then I had to sleep in my truck. I didn't have enough money on me. I just can't carry enough money. It ain't safe.
No.
Well, looks like to me you got this debt paid just in time.
I tell you, I'm lucky.
Think of all them fellas with rigs that they're just paying on.
Yeah, and they're paying $1,000 a month.
Yes.
Some of these people absolutely are paying $1,000 a month on a rig.
Yeah. They're working with other fellas.
That's right. They're working with other fellas. They ain't got an independent job like I have.
No.
Well, looks like to me you're just going to have to be limited to short runs.
Well,
and that's just chicken feed.
That's right, that's just chicken feed.
I'd take it, though, before I get caught on these long ones until things loosen up a little bit.
Well, I don't know. I'm serious. I may just complete, just about quit, just about set it up. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I need some rest. I need to rest up, really and truly. I've been going too hard.
You're going too hard. You go so hard you can't eat.
If you'd rest up, Cookie, it just could be that you and Guy could make something out of this place out here. You know, you could put some between you. Maybe you get one healthy fella.
Well, let me tell you. Cookie. I let this John Turner put some peanuts up there last year, and he sold them all for $8 a box.
Yeah.
And he didn't do anything.
And peanuts, they ain't just like...
That's peanuts.
Yeah.
That's peanuts.
Yeah. Well.
But, I don't know. What I'd like to do, though, is get even. I mean... Then I wouldn't have no problems, no worry. I'd like to get even.
Well, that's what Friendly Bob advertises. And he uses these big words now. He says you can consolidate your debts up to, how much is it now? $2,500.
But I ain't going to borrow no money from Friendly Bob.
Oh, boy, that'd really skin you, wouldn't it?
I ain't gonna borrow no money from Friendly Bob. I'll be out here running up and down these roads till I fall over my tracks before I borrow money from Friendly Bob.
But don't he make it sound sweet?
He makes it sound sweet, but when you get up there, it's just as bitter as gold.
You don't even. He says you can. He says you can practically do it over the telly. ran into one of those fellows, and they had a television set that somebody had turned in, and I offered to buy it from them. And you know, they didn't have any more idea of selling me outright that television set than a peanut. They gonna keep that television set and sell it to somebody who'd pay them 10 cents a week.
That's right.
And that away, you see. I must have been looked pretty flat-headed to him. Offered to buy that television set. it's pathetic, Cookie. What they make out of a little transaction.
Yeah, I got to buy the Helen Kitts television set for Christmas, I guess.
Well, do you know what you're going to get?
No. I'm just going, when I get ready to go get it, when I get the money to go get it, I'm just going to go get it.
You haven't got the cable?
No. I ain't got the money to go buy it yet. When I get the money to go buy it, I'll go buy it and pay for it. And then if it blows up the next day, why, it's mine. That's just what I'm going to do.
You want me to ask my man down at Ocala what he's got?
You can if you want to.
He might have one just laying around there, you see.
But when I get the money, I'm gonna buy one.
What do you want all the fixings, trimmings, and everything?
No, I just want the television.
You don't even have to have color.
What is? Oh, that was Mr. Eastman down there. He bought one at a Saturday night auction sale. Big color TV for $45. It's a big, he ain't got a place to put it. He had to put it on a chest. One of the big studios.
I don't want no color. Black and white's enough color for me.
Yeah. Well, Cookie, I can't figure where you got any problems much. With all of the debt pretty much paid out.
That's just, well, I just got that one paid off. Got my house. I've had my house. Got my house paid for and got, I've got my trailer to, my using that trailer to finish paying for, and I've got.
But you don't need much on that.
I've got to get my. Well, I got insurance, house insurance, and I got automobile insurance, and I got.
Don't go into that.
It's not painful. It is painful, ain't it?
It sure is.
It sure is.
Cookie, what got into Helen? She looks like a different person.
She just losing weight.
She put her mind to it.
Yeah.
She just had to, didn't she?
She had to. Would you believe that she has lost over 120 pounds?
That's something. That is something.
She's lost more than you weigh.
That's right.
And she can push back from the table now.
Yeah. You see, she's done throwed away more than I weigh.
Yeah. And she's glad to get rid of it.
She sure.
No, see, I had to buy a hot water heater.
That one just conk out?
Yeah, I got to buy a washing machine, too. See, I ain't got no washing machine. Ain't doing no clothes and laundry, Matt.
Well, as much as she's got, she needs a machine. How much would that, and now you can't just pick them up.
No, you can go out and get one, but it may work tomorrow and it may not.
Yeah. So you're better off just to go ahead and get one.
I'm going to go ahead and get one. I'm going to get that before I get the TV, and then I'm going to get the TV.
But you're not going to get it till you can pay for it.
That's right. I'm not going to buy the lot and pay for it. I ain't going to debt for nothing.
Oh, Cookie, I don't blame you.
I'm not. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not going in debt for nothing. And they won't be a happier man in the world than me when I get that trailer paid for and all my other little dreads paid for. I imagine I'll just sit down and set for just about a week and not even hit a lick of the rattlesnake. Get me a full box of cigars and a full pot of coffee and just sit down there and smoke cigars and drink coffee till I get tired of it.
Well, nothing to do, just to get tired.
That's right. There ain't no man had a chore and a drudge on his mind for as long as I have. No man.
Well, I tell you, Cookie, I miscalculated. I figured you would get out from under that big debt one way or another.
No, there wasn't no way. We tried.
Well, Cookie, you hadn't been working on this too long.
I know it. I'm not. But I want you to know, when you start running between here and Alabama and Texas, and, well, when you make two trips from here to Texas and back a week and can clear $1,000, it don't take very long for you to make it.
What do you do? Pay it off as you get your money?
That's right. When I get an extra $100, I throw it right out there. Yes, my fella. It's done paid for. It's all paid.
That's the third time you've been broken in your life.
That's right.
You scraped the bottom.
I scraped the bottom. And I've always come back. Always come back. It just takes hard work. And using your head.
But there's still a right smart of hard work.
A lot of hard work.
I'll tell you the truth. This loop is the thing that would get me. It just takes a man to do that, Cookie.
No, it don't, guy.
You mean you can open up that gate and they'll run in?
When I get through with them, they'll go in. Tell you what I can do. I ain't bragging, but I can prove it. Them cows we loaded out there? I could have went in there by myself, just me. Had him in that pen. Started him up that chute. I ran that lane into that trailer, and just about as fast as they could have walked if I'd have been in charge and had to been my cows, just about as fast as they could have walked, they'd have walked right in that trailer, and I'd have shut the gate and went right on out.
Well, let me tell you, when I went out there, I wasn't in charge anymore. Did you notice that?
I noticed that.
No, sir.
But she wouldn't let me, she just didn't want me doing it my way.
Oh, yeah.
So, tell you what, guy, moving them cows from here over there, I made four trips. 2 hours. 20 minutes would have been ample time. Instead of that, how long was we?
You.
About 6 hours, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't that long.
No, because I was back
you
at 5 o'clock and you all were through.
You made the last trip. Hell, let me see. At 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock. What was it?
I know what time was. It was 20 minutes to 5 from when I got over there. Was the last trip.
Yeah.
Because her kids had just come in from school. And she said, I've got to go to Hawthorne and get to the doctor.
Well, you'd been at it since 1 or 1:30.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock?
Yeah.
4 hours and a half.
That's way too hard. What? You didn't take any time unloading?
No. Just open the gate and let them walk out.
And come on home.
And come on back.
So all your time was put in over here.
That's right.
Well, I didn't think we put in that much time over here.
But I'll tell you, time will get away from you before you realize it. When you're busy with something like that.
Yeah. Well, I figured it'd take you a good while to live it down, just driving down the highway with that rig and 8 cows.
Well, now it cost her just as much for that load as it did the first one when I could call him.
Yeah.
I couldn't help it. I mean.
Do you use that door, inside door, very much?
All the time.
Well, it takes a pretty good man to close the damn thing. If you've got a few cows up there, horses.
Uh-uh.
Huh?
But not for me. When I'm loading them by myself,
yeah.
I've got that extra man for. I can jam them in there just as tight as sardines in the can and close the gate myself.
And close it yourself.
That's right.
With your switch?
My hot shot.
That does it?
Yes, sir. That puts them on up there where they belong and it don't hurt them. All you got is 3 flashlight batteries.
That's all
in that thing.
Just
enough to tickle them, and they can't stand it.
Yeah. No, they make them nervous.
And push them on up in there and shut the gate, go back and get you another set. And you can jam them in there just as tight as sardines, and they ride a lot better.
Yeah.
They don't shit
Joshua.
And come and go.
Yeah. No, I gave up to direction of things this last trip. That's the reason I was interested in Miss Dodd getting over there. She could. And she wasn't. I wasn't. I didn't tell her how to do it. Do it any way she wanted to. Them cows are pretty sturdy, you know. They're not going to.
May I tell you what you could done? It'd been easier on the cows, easier on everybody. To cut behind them with that hot shot, and cut it down on low. You didn't have to put it up on high. Cut it down on low. I mean, you could have your finger on the end of it. I could hold my finger on the end of it and push the button.
Yeah.
But you know it ain't going to shock very much if you can't hold your finger on the end of it.
No, I know.
It's just enough to make them keep moving.
Just enough to keep moving. Well?
And I could have took that in there and loaded them and been gone before we got 2 cows on there. I've done it. I do it myself. I load some wild ones by myself.
Well, I kept thinking that she would let you work it out. But as I saw it, you brought them up there, and then you was at back of the line there.
And she wouldn't keep me going.
And she couldn't keep them going. She'd go up there and say, get up, girly.
Yeah.
And twist the tail a little bit.
Well, now, I tell you, that hot shot won't hurt one near as bad as twisting the tail.
Is that right?
No, it will not. Because just a split second, and that's gone. Well, that tail's liable to hurt for 6 or 8 weeks.
Now, you see, what I could do, I could have got back there where you were.
Yeah.
After you got them up there, I can't get them up there. But I can get back there where you were and I can stand there, and they won't go back on me. If they crowd me, I can get me a little something and stick across there.
Yeah.
And after you get them up around that corner, they can't turn around.
Yeah, just get, you took that hot shot.
So if you'd had me back there, and you up there at the front,
I could load them and been gone, and the cutting off an hour and a half anyway, and I wouldn't have been late for my move my horses in.
Well, now that's what I wanted to find out, Faye, what happened out there, because I wasn't given directions, and I was actually just looking to see what I could do. So I didn't do anything very helpful. Except.
Well, she wouldn't let me do nothing. She wanted to use a whip on them. Well, I don't. To me, a whip is it's nonsense for a cow. I've handled a lot of them. I don't claim to know it all.
Whip works better with a horse.
That's right.
Can you use a hot shot with a horse?
No.
Oh, they'd kick, wouldn't they?
Oh, my goodness. They'll kick your head right off your shoulders.
They'd go out the ceiling.
Yeah. But you can take them, touch a cow, put that on low, touch a cow. And I'm telling you the truth, I can hold my finger on the end of that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Even them old wild
ones. Yeah, and they move right on. Just keep on going. Right on up that chute.
Yeah. Anywhere there's an opening.
Any place there's an opening, they're going to go. It's like this electric fence.
Let me tell you, Cookie, you won't believe me. But see, what I've tried to do is get a hold of some of these boys up there and bring them out here and break them in. But it'll be worth something. And you know, I can't do it. Now you take that last one that is out here. Ricky.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, he's a man. He built up just like Franklin.
Yeah.
And what good has he been? He ain't. He don't like cows. He don't like horses.
What does he like?
Yes. Well, he tinkers around with automobiles, but he don't know anything about them much. He don't tinker well enough to get anywhere with them.
I bet if we said one time, we said a dozen times. Ricky, if you just would watch Cookie.
Yes.
If you just watch Cookie, you'd learn more than you'd learn anywhere. Just watch him.
And furthermore, not just watch him, but get in there and do it.
Well, it's like when I took him down at Ocala. I let him ride that horse. He seemed to really enjoy it.
Yes.
He done a good job. And he went on with me.
Yeah.
And it made me dollars, and I could afford to pay him some money. But he just, I just couldn't get to it. I couldn't get to it.
Well, what could I do?
And we both said, you know, now that's your chance. You've got a chance.
I took him and I kept him. I couldn't offer him everything, but I could offer
him.
But
he could learn.
He could learn something.
Well, after you learn, he don't have to ask you.
That's right. Just get on and go on.
Just go on. I don't know. It's too much for me.
Yeah.
And now he hires out to this service station over there for $1.50 an hour or something like that. Now what's the good of that? He's a bright boy, Cookie.
Yeah.
I mean, he learned. But they don't seem to learn any more than the others.
So, no, I tell you, they don't learn as much.
I don't believe they do.
They don't. They don't learn as much.
It seems to cut off somewhere along the line.
It'll just get there so far, like you say, and it's just cut off, and it can't get on through.
You see, what they don't want to do is I don't know how you'd say it. They don't mind helping you load a little bit, but they don't want to do the loading themselves.
They don't want to assume the responsibility.
There's a whole lot of difference, ain't there?
Yes, sir. a lot of difference.
Well, it's not, you know, you have to like animals. And it's amazing to me that anybody doesn't like animals.
Yes. You know, just like I love my horses. I'm going to have a horse. I have to keep it tied to my front porch post.
Well,
it's like my old stud horse. You first ain't saw him, I don't think. Old Silver.
No.
He's the best broke horse in this country. Sarah rode him right down the streets in Williston in a parade with 65 head of horses. And him a stud horse. And he never whimpered one time. That's something for a stud. But he is undoubtedly the brokest horse in this country. You can just screw him in the ground. Just lay that rein against his neck and you just screw him in the ground. Best broke horse I ever rode. And the softest horses I ever rode. In a canter or a gallop. And he's an Appaloosa.
Where's
what you gonna do with your Alice Clover?
It's just a, it ain't any better than the other. See the weather got there.
Well, anything, I mean, I just can't get it. I just can't find them. There ain't nothing to be bought.
It's just not there.
It's just not out there.
Well, could you put some of this in your truck? I don't think you'll eat it.
The guy that you gave me out there in the field?
Yes, but that was good. That is good.
They eat every straw of that.
That
had a lot of that, what kind of clover was it?
Yes, that old poor man's clover. Persley clover.
Yeah. They eat that, and I'm telling you, they thrived on it. Sure did.
Yes, if I had some more like that, it'd be all right. I tell you what you do, you put some of that in and see if it'll do you any good. I'd say, where'd she go?
She went back in there somewhere.
Channel 2 over, around 900, and the end of the visit with Cookie. This Sunday, after supper, the 16th of December, 73. Channel 2 over, around 900. And the end of the visit with Cookie, this Sunday, after supper, the 16th of December, 73. Channel 2 over, around 900, and the end of the visit with Cookie. This Sunday after supper, the 16th of December, 73.